This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. While the economy in Washtenaw County, state of Michigan, and around the country begins to reopen, there's no question COVID-19 remains a serious public health threat. It has also devastated the economy and Michigan's unemployment. It's hit 22.7%. Recovery is going to be a long time in the making. Throughout the pandemic, we've been checking in with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell for weekly updates on the COVID-19 response from a federal perspective and how that impacts us here in Michigan and Washtenaw County. And thank you for the time again today.
Oh, it's always good to be with you. A rock for me.
I take it that you did not receive an invitation to President Trump's appearance at the Ford Rossinville plant yesterday.
I did not.
The president seems to have an issue being photographed wearing a protective mask in public. It's not my place to assign meaning or to interpret, but simply to question. Do you have an opinion on what message the president may be trying to send by refusing to follow his administration's own guidelines?
I'm going to answer this in a different way, David. I had hoped he would be willing to wear a mask because, as you know, I have been working very closely with the UAW and the auto companies and the suppliers for 9 weeks over all of these issues. And Roy Gamble, the president of the UAW, has repeatedly said to me, I'm just worried that the workers follow the protocols because if they don't, people can get COVID and people could die. And he had asked me before he ever knew that the president was coming if I could work and encourage people to do PSA ads about the importance of following protocols and rules. The president had the opportunity. He could have saved lives yesterday. Demonstrating that he was wearing a mask, he would have been a leader leading. People would have seen it. And when someone was tempted to take their mask off, might have remembered the president wearing that mask. And it could go vice versa. So I think it's a very lost opportunity, and at its worst, could impact people thinking wearing a mask doesn't matter.
Well, along those lines, there were two auto plant shutdowns this week because of positive COVID-19 tests. Projecting forward, it could be an indicator that as we begin to reopen the economy, it's going to be stop and go. What are you watching for as these restrictions are lifted?
It is without question going to be a matter of stop and go. The true experts, the scientists, the doctors warn us if we do not maintain the guidelines, the physical distance, wearing masks, washing our hands frequently and for at least 20 seconds, we are going to see a reoccurrence. We're going to see new spikes. And a number of very bright scientists, I heard one at testimony last week, but you've heard Dr. Fauci, you've heard Dr. Redman, the head of the CDC, all say that the winter could be really bad. So I think we all have a role in this, and we have to listen to what the experts say. And I'll tell you, I found it very disconcerting when I'm still staying at home as much as possible. I'm one of the ones that leads by leading, but I also have to tell you, I have a healthy respect for this virus. Too many people I know are still dying. I have a Mo Hood's funeral is today, and he died of COVID. So it's real, and it's still here. But I was struck by the number of people at the airport that didn't wear masks, come and sit by me. I'd have to get up and move to keep physical distance. And those little things, I believe, I'm very focused on this right now. I believe in the individual's rights. I believe in your right for freedom of speech. I believe in your right to protest. But I also think about the common good, and I've got a right not to get COVID, and I've got a right to think that all of us should behave in a way that isn't going to threaten my life or other people's lives.
Our conversation with 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell continues on 89.1 WEMU. There was opportunity for something positive yesterday. As you well know, the Ford Rossinville plant was repurposed. It's producing 50,000 medical ventilators for use through the COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday's presidential visit did allow the rest of the country to see the value of Michigan's auto industry and its dedicated workers. So agree or disagree with the president, don't you think there was positive to be had?
Listen, I said that, the UAW said that, and the governor said that. I think that it was the opportunity for the nation and the world to see firsthand, I keep saying this, the grit, the resilience, and the determination of Michiganders. But on top of that, what he saw there was the ingenuity, the skills that keeps Michigan. We are at the forefront of innovation and technology. We are the home of the automobile. We are the state that put the world on wheels, and we're going to keep that. And that's what I wanted to see people do. And, you know, if you talk about this, I've talked about this with Bill Ford. What other industry has mass production the way that we do with so many parts? We have more parts in an automobile than an airplane does in, that's in the air. And a ventilator has a lot of small parts. We started producing masks and gloves and gowns almost immediately, but within 3 weeks, both Ford and General Motors were producing these very complex machines that would save people's lives. What other industry in the country would even have been able to do that? The companies that were manufacturing ventilators did not have the capability to move to mass production. We did, and we did. And those people that came into the plant, those workers, were volunteers. They were the men and women of the UAW that wanted to continue the spirit of being the arsenal of democracy to being the arsenal of health for this country.
As we continue to gradually reopen the country, it remains a fact, help is needed everywhere, including Michigan and Washtenaw County. Last week, the U.S. House passed the $3 trillion HEROES Act aimed at providing more relief and stimulus. Where are the negotiations today with the Senate in getting some form of that act passed and ultimately implemented?
Well, I have said to people that we passed the HEROES bill last Friday. And many people said, oh, isn't it dead and arrival? I absolutely do not believe that it is dead and arrival. The fact of the matter is that, as you just said, state and local governments across the country desperately need help. And I don't care if you're a Republican senator or a Democratic senator, you're talking to the mayors and the governors of your states. They're the front lines of public health. When you get to the local level, it is the EMTs, the firemen, and women, police, teachers, who are keeping our communities together. I call them the glue of our civic society. I've got communities that are looking at having to lay off some of those people. We can't afford to do it, not in the middle of a pandemic crisis, and we've got to step in and give them desperately needed help.
Is that going to happen in the foreseeable future?
I think it'll happen in June. I think you're going to see senators come home. We can't do what we normally do on a Memorial weekend. I normally would have 10 parades. It's going to be a hard weekend. But they're going to be listening. That people know how to find you. I mean, I make myself very accessible. I know sometimes senators don't like to be as accessible, but they're not stupid. They got elected because they listen, or some of them do. This morning. But they're going to know while they're home people need help, and they're going to come back and know they need to do something.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Beyond coronavirus, Michigan is now dealing with a second emergency, an emergency within an emergency, if you will. The flooding in the Midland area has resulted in the president signing a federal emergency declaration, which will help in the short term. But longer term, this speaks to the deteriorating nature of our infrastructure. Is this incident in mid-Michigan perhaps going to result in moving towards consensus that greater investment is needed nationally and needed immediately?
Well, I'm hoping it's the catalyst. We've needed an infrastructure bill for decades before I ever came to Congress, and people have partisan bickering. They kick the can down the road. There's always a reason why we can't do it. We have crumbling bridges and roads, which everybody knows in Michigan. But people don't know. I mean, we have 87 dams that have been rated as the same way that the two dams that broke. Well, one of the dams wasn't even rated high hazard as one was, but it was not rated in good condition. We have 87 dams that are in the same condition as the major one that broke. And I think this demonstrated to the country what is going on. Plus, we need to... This crisis has also showed us what the lack of broadband does for people in rural areas, for children in urban areas. The lead pipes that we are still struggling with children are being poisoned by lead water, lead in the water. I am hopeful that this is going to be the catalyst that focuses on an infrastructure bill. I went back this week. I didn't sleep on the night before last, rereading the history of FDR and the New Deal and the programs that he put into place. And at the time, they built out the road system that we're now watching crumble. They didn't even have lights in many parts of the country. They put the lights in. We need to, in the last time we've really invested in anything infrastructure-wise was under Eisenhower. We need to put people to work. We know we have high employment. We have projects that are desperate to be undertaken that are just, as we witnessed with this dam in Midland, actually destroying cities. And people that work on these programs are contributing to their communities. They're helping make their communities better. And when they have jobs, they are paying taxes, and we get revenue back into the government. It is time for an infrastructure program for so many different reasons, and I hope after we do the Heroes Bill that July will be the month we work on an infrastructure bill.
Well, we only have about 30 seconds left, but this is a holiday weekend. It's Memorial Day, and it should not go unnoticed. What does Memorial Day mean to you?
Memorial Day, to me, is the day that we remember the men and women who died serving this country. And I think of a Memorial Day parade in Trenton with a veteran who I was getting ready to give probably what at the time seemed like meaningless words because he gave me a poem. And he asked me to read that poem. And it was about the work that our soldiers did, how they put themselves in danger, and how they came home and we forgot. And we cannot forget the men and women who keep us safe, who have given their life to keep us safe, and to value what it means to live in this democracy.
I thank you for the time, and I will look forward to talking with you again next Friday.
Thank you, David. Be safe, and have a good Memorial Day weekend in whatever way you're able to celebrate it.
You too. That is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, the Dearborn Democrat, represents portions of Washtenaw County and checks in with us every Friday for updates on the federal response to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.